will come and make our abode with them. That's a promise that we have from him. The second one, if you go to Mark chapter 14 and verse number 3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. There's the feet that were anointed with the hair. Now the box of spikenard is poured upon his head. How can we personally minister? How can we personally minister to Jesus? Number two is anointing his head. All right. Again, back to what I started in the beginning. Many rely on expressing their love to the Father indirectly through doing good works. But a way that we can express our love to Christ, as Mary here as well, is through anointing his head. Anointing. You know, what is anointing? Anointing, when we are to fast, the word says, when you fast, anoint thyself. In other words, when Daniel fasted, he took no care for himself in that type of fast. But the Lord says, when you fast, anoint yourself. In other words, groom yourself. Take care of yourself so that other people aren't looking at you knowing you fasted. You walking around all, you know, bent over and, you know, looking like death warmed over. Yeah, I've been fasting. Yeah, well, you got your reward. The Lord said, anoint thyself. How do we worship? How do we honor? How do we love him? Anointing him, expressing him, anointing his head. Anointing his head. In other words, the body functions through everything that passes through the brain that is in the head. When we anoint ourselves, we comb our hair, we, you know, do all the things that we need to groom ourselves. And the second expression I want to say here is we anoint his head. We become a full expression of who he is. Question again, are you just an acquaintance? Or can you express? You know, I ran around some places today. It's just an interesting thought. I ran around some places today. I was so supercharged with some things I had to get done. And I was sent to one place. No, I went to one place, and then they sent me all the way across town to another place. And I was like, well, Lord, I'm going to do this because I know I need to get this done. And I'm actually doing it indirectly as unto the Lord. But when I got there, I didn't realize what I went there for was one thing, but what I ended up doing was really encouraging a young believer, an owner of a store, that just kind of opened up to me. And we spent a good hour just talking about the Lord. He said, man, these things that you're saying, I'd ask other people these questions, and they would tell me stuff, but it just wouldn't feel right. It wouldn't fit. He said, but what you've said makes a whole lot of sense. I said, what's the word? And, you know, God will sovereignly direct our steps. You're not going to be able to calculate every step. But as you honor him, as you keep him, let me say, as the head, as you keep him as the head, and, you know, sometimes in your heart, you feel an impression or a strong desire, not evil or fleshly, to do something. I would encourage you to follow through on that. See what's there. What is the Lord saying to you? Is the Lord trying to communicate something to you that he has for you there, or that he wants to use you there for, or where you can honor him or glorify him? Is there someone that needs your testimony? Or how will God use you? You understand me? We anoint his head. We honor his headship. When you wake, do you determine what your day is going to be like? Or do you say, okay, Lord, what you got planned today? She anointed his head. She anointed his feet. And it cost her. That alabaster ointment was costly. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't something on sale. It wasn't something easy to come by. It cost. David made the statement, I will not offer unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. Number three, Luke chapter 17, verse 15. Luke chapter 17, verse 15. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were healed, or cleansed, I'm sorry. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. How do we minister love to Jesus? The most common way is simply by saying thank you. How many of us really genuinely give God thanks? Outside of a praise service. You know, when there aren't necessarily any praises going up, no special reason, you know, nothing exciting happening, just driving down the road or just sitting in your room somewhere, how many of us really genuinely take time out to genuinely, like God is for real? Like he's really there. Not somewhere way out in the cosmos somewhere, but right there with you. And you can give him thanks. Father, I thank you. My God, I thank you. You've been so good to me. Come on, and not feel funny. Not feel strange. Not feel like, you know, you don't want nobody to hear you. Forget that. Mary, listen, she crossed all the boundaries. She didn't care what people saw, what people said, what they thought. When you can break into that, and I'm not saying that we act foolish or that we act unseemly, but I mean, you got to get in your mind, you don't care. This is a real relationship. You don't know where I come from. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know how he set me free. You don't know what was binding me up. Give me space to thank my God without acting religious around me, without thinking I'm strange, without thinking I'm, we all should be like-minded. God is real. He's a very present help. See, his presence, his presence is always with us. But when we start to thank him, when we start to minister unto him, Father, if you don't do another thing for me in my life, if I don't breathe another breath, I just want to thank you. I just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, not for what you've done, but because of who you are. The little that I know about you has caused me to love you, and I praise you, and I honor you. Ain't nothing exciting got to be happening. Amen. It's just because of who you are. The one leper came back to say thank you with a loud voice. And he was a Samaritan, one that was hated by the religious folks. You see, it's those As I said earlier, many times that are forgiven much, that love much, that are radical. There's some radicals in here now, but when the radicals start to really come, when folks start really breaking out, y'all better not look at them funny. Better not say nothing to them after the service. Don't discourage them. Don't try to set no boundaries on them. You let me determine that. Now, we don't do that around here. Who said so? Who made you general manager of the universe? God knows how to handle things, and leadership, I know how to handle things. And I know when it's God and when it ain't God. But we need to take the top off of some stuff. I said we need to take the top off of some stuff. Because people need to be able to worship. Sometimes your breakthrough is right in your worship. The moment you open your mouth, you got your breakthrough. Why? Because you're drawing near to him. God said, I'm near a contrite spirit and a broken heart. I'm right there with you. I dwell with you. And not only that, we need to get to know him. I had a visitation from the Lord a little more than a week ago. Y'all don't know this. My wife knows, and I think my son may know, but I had so much pain in one of my legs. It was, anytime I sat down, I knew once I got up, in about 5 seconds, something was going to shoot down my leg that would cause me to buckle like this. I couldn't move, and then I start walking on again and then go away. Anytime I sat down, it was like that for about 2 weeks. I was coming up down these steps, and y'all didn't know it. Did you? Well, I wasn't walking around here like. But in the course of that time, God visited me. As much as I hate to be in pain, it was when God chose to visit me and showed me such a revelation of some of these end times and what's coming and how to prepare. How do we get into Goshen? How do we not just camp there, but set our tent pegs there and remain there? And so from here on until he changes gears, we're going to be talking about the hidden place, getting into that place in God. The number one thing is loving him, not being mistaken and just loving the things or what he can do or what life he's given you, but loving him in spite of what we might be going through. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.